Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today, we're talking about animals.
Hi, Martha. Hey, Martha, I love your hair and makeup today. You look beautiful.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're a stone cold fox.
That's a compliment, right?
Yes. To call someone a stone-cold fox is a great compliment. It means they're very good-looking.
Okay, then. You're right. Then I am a stone-cold fox.
You know, Marta, I was thinking that you love animals so much, and I love animals. And I'm sure that we have a lot of listeners out there who love animals, too. Wouldn't it be fun to do an episode about animal-related idioms and expressions?
Sounds great.
All right, get the sound effects button ready. Let's begin with your home. You've got a bird's eye view through your living room window. It's incredible. I can see all the surrounding hills.
A bird's eye view.
A bird's eye view means you're high up. And you have a good view of everything below you. A bird's eye view.
I like that. How about another?
Okay. What if I say, John has eyes like a hawk?
Then he must have very good vision.
Exactly. If someone has eyes like a hawk, they have very good vision and are attentive to everything.
What if we refer to someone as being like a parrot?
Oh, here we must be very careful. Little children are like parrots. They'll repeat everything you say. So be sure to only use polite language around them.
Useful advice. Cindy, I once heard the expression to eat crow. What does it mean?
To eat crow means admitting that you were wrong. And then suffering humiliation from it. We don't actually eat a bird, a crow. It's just an expression.
Can you give us a sentence?
Sure. Steve had been bragging all year long about how his favorite football team was so awesome and they would surely beat out everyone to win the Super Bowl.
I remember.
But when his team failed to even make the playoffs, he had to eat crow and finally admit they were a terrible team.
Got it.
Better luck next time, loser.
Okay, we've got it. There's no reason to be mean to Steve.
But seriously, Steve, your team is like made up of a bunch of like dinosaurs.
Why? Because they're old?
Yeah, and nearly extinct. Seriously, they're like slow, like a bunch of turtles. My grandmother moves faster than his team.
Moving on.
Let's talk about bugs.
You know I hate bugs.
I know, but unfortunately, the word bug is used everywhere. We can use bug to describe a problem with our computer,
right?
We also use bug to refer to a minor illness, like a head cold or the stomach flu. If I say, I'm feeling really tired today and I've got a headache and a sore throat.
Then you must have caught a bug. Okay, Cindy, let's change the subject. Talking about bugs is starting to bug me.
That means she's annoyed.
If you want to talk about bugs, then I will talk about snakes.
No, not snakes. I hate snakes.
If I call someone a snake,
then it's not a compliment. It means they are sneaky, crafty, untrustworthy. Okay, that's enough creepy stuff. I'm starting to get goosebumps
Ugh, I hate snakes.
When talking about snakes, Cindy is a big chicken.
It's true. If someone is a chicken, that means they're afraid or not very brave. For example, I never watch horror movies. I'm too chicken.
It's just acting. It's not real.
You want to know the last time I watched a horror movie?
You're a chicken.
That's right, I am. 1999. That's the last time I saw a horror movie in a theater. 1999. I saw The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that movie theater.
Oh, great expression. A fly on the wall. That means you want to quietly watch and hear what happens in a room without anyone actually knowing that you are there. A fly on the wall. It's a good one. Oh, how about another expression? The elephant in the room.
That's an obvious problem or situation that nobody wants to discuss.
The elephant in the room.
And if you can't see the elephant in the room?
Oh, that would be me. I have terrible vision. If someone has very poor vision, then we say they are blind as a bat.
Someone with poor vision is blind as a bat. Got it.
And speaking of vision, it's nice to see the sunshine again, isn't it? I think we're finally at the tail end of winter. It's nearly over.
I hope so.
Before you know it, it will be warm and sunny.
And we'll all be back at the beach.
Packed in like sardines. If we say we're packed in like sardines, that means there are a lot of people packed into a small area. Like sardines, small fish in a can.
Or like an Italian beach during mid-August.
Uh-huh. Oh my. If any of you have ever experienced an Italian beach during mid-August, you will surely understand the meaning of packed in like sardines.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite you to take a look at the vocabulary at the end of this transcript. It's packed with lots of fun animal-related expressions and idioms.
Cindy, are you trying to worm your way out of this episode?
Am I trying to avoid the responsibility of doing my job? Yeah. The sun is shining for like the first time in a month. Let's go out and enjoy it.
Good idea. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thanks, everyone, and a special thanks to my husband, Joe, who gave us the idea for this episode. Have a great day, everybody, and be sure to come visit us on our blog at www.myamericanfriendblog.com. You can also catch us on Facebook, iTunes, Podomatic, Twitter, and YouTube.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend. Oh, yeah.